Hare Krishna, Revati, David Dasi asks that why did Rupa Goswami choose Bhadravan, which was Balaram's place, to complete Lalita Madhava, and Gokula, Krishna's childhood pastime place, to complete Vidagra Madhava. Isn't it best if a pastime place corresponds to the book that you're writing? Well, the obvious answer from a Rasacharya, since this is a question of rasa, is no, because that's not what Rupa Goswami did. So it's not essential. In any case, the Acharya was writing in Braj, and Braj itself is a great source of inspiration for all kinds of pastimes of Krishna. And devotees, if they seek some particular inspiration from the place, then they may choose to go there to write. However, in the greater scheme of things, consciousness is always the most important determinant rather than physical location. As we see, for instance, Srila Prabhupada traveled all over the world writing his books wherever he was, whether he was in New York or Moscow or Hong Kong. And Prabhupada constantly remained in Vrindavan consciousness, and the message of his books transmitted that. So consciousness is the important thing for the Krishna consciousness movement. Then even we see from Srila Prabhupada's emphasis that devotees who live in Vrindavan, even they're not in the right consciousness, then they won't actually get the benefit of being in Vrindavan. In fact, Raghunath Das Goswami writes that since Rupa Goswami's disappearance, he sees Radha Kund as the jaws of a tiger. So what is Radha Kund the jaws of a tiger? No, but that's his perception in this feeling of separation from his guru. And then she asks the question, the smartavyam satatam Vishnu are the same as the third anga of devotional service, namely smarnam. Yeah, more or less that's the case. I say more or less because one could argue for smartavyam satatam Vishnu as being just a general instruction to remember Krishna. Whereas the process of smaranam is a process of sadhan. It's a process, not particularly a goal. And ultimately, the principle of both is the same, is that in order to constantly remember Krishna, one needs to practice remembering Krishna. And whether you remember Krishna's pastimes, you remember Krishna's form, or as in the case of chanting Hare Krishna, we remember Krishna's names, ultimately the business is to remember Krishna, and then we're fulfilling both the statement of Padma Purana and also the statement of Prahlad Maharaj in Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.